This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Feel this talent crumble. You need a yen to make your mark. If you want to make money, you need the luck to make a buck. If you want to be a yeti. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Hey, your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here. And we broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Oh, we've got a call-in line. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And if you'd like to take us with you on your travels 24/7, you have a listen line that works really, really well. 605-562-4080. 605-562-4080. Or, we've got another listen line, 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. Captain John Reagan's with us. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
You know, we just talked a couple minutes ago, just before the broadcast, and I looked up at the atomic clock, and I said, wow, we got to go. We're going to be on the air in a couple seconds. And here we are. Nathan's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Thank you so much. Nathan does a great job. He's with us every Monday now. He got promoted to USA Prepares. And I'm delighted to I'm delighted to have Nathan side by side with us. Hey, John, how was your weekend?
It was pretty good. And one of the links I have will help explain where several hours of my Sunday went to, and that was quite interesting. Mostly here, it's just stinking hot. Nothing record-breaking, but this time of year, it's the average is for North Texas in the upper 90s, so it doesn't take too much to push it into a triple digit. And including July 31st through today, there's only been one day, that was Friday, that was not triple digit. It was 99 degrees, and the forecast still has triple digits through this Friday. Then a cold front comes through and drops the temperatures to the low 90s, so we might have to break out our sweaters then.
Yeah. Hey, I want to share something with you that happened to me. So I was all excited, you know, I'm feeling better, and I'm taking this Super Silver, Colloidal Silver, Super Silver, and I'm going to give a full report, maybe in about a week or so. I want to make absolutely certain that it works, but I'll tell you, my cough is all but gone. I mean, literally, Mrs. Fennelli's is, well, she's had it for as long as I've known her, and it's gone. Well, she just, you know, like a quadruple cough, kind of thing. And, well, I decided, you know, I wanted to get on the tractor and spend, you know, an hour or two on the tractor. So I got the tractor fired up. My son got it all ready for me after during the broadcast, so he'd be ready. He pointed in the right direction for Dad to go out and cut a field. So this tractor is a batwing, and a batwing mower is attached to it, so that's a 15-foot wide cut. It's the kind of thing you see on the highways, cutting these large medians. So I was pulling with a large tractor, and I was out there for several hours going really slowly. And, you know, I often, you know, looked at these older farmers, and I think, gosh, they're going slowly on the tractors. What gives? And now I know, because they're all broken up. I'm talking about the farmers. And so that was me. I was going really slowly on this tractor, bouncing around a little bit. And I'd had enough after a couple hours, and I brought the tractor back to the farmhouse and got off it, and about 10 minutes later, after I was, you know, looking at the tractor and the mower, making sure everything was still intact and nothing broke, I noticed the front tire was flat. Oh, man, I can't believe it. So I must have run over a thorn. So I got the air hose out and dragged it across the yard and to the tractor and filled up the front tire and brought the tractor over to the pad, concrete pad, where we got a 10,000-pound jack. Actually, a 10-ton jack, and lifted up the front of the tractor, used the air gun and the impact wrench, and took the tire off, the wheel off. And I decided that what I really need to do is put a patch plug in it. So you can plug a tire with these strips of rubber with rubber cement. You can patch a tire with a flat patch, or the really best, the best way to go is a patch plug. It's a combination, the best of both. It's a patch with a tail on it in the center. And what you do is you feed this tail through the hole. Now it fills up the hole that you have, like the nail hole or the thorn hole. These big 3-inch long thorns that are like drill bits to tires. Anyway, so I wanted to get one of those and actually get a box of 10 or 15 or 20 or something. And nobody had them. I can get them on the internet. eBay's got plenty of them, but that'd take 3 or 4 days to get them. So I was able to get them ordered, and the auto parts store could have them on Sunday. And they said that we could have them Sunday around 1:30. So here we are, and it's like $13 for 10 of them. The whole point of what I'm saying is this $1.30 part, 10 in the box, $13, shut down my ability to mow, which I really needed to do before the rain. Couldn't do it because I couldn't get this part. No auto store within 50 miles or 100 miles had it. Not one. So I was at the warehouse, and sure enough, I got them. But when I called at 12 o'clock on Sunday to make sure that, you know, maybe the truck got there early, guy goes, no, it doesn't get here until 3:30. 3:30. So I said, really? So I got, I went there at 3 o'clock, thinking maybe we'd get there early. And the part was there. And I said, so when did they get here? 1 o'clock. The point is, miscommunication within the stores. I mean, these guys are emphatic about when these deliveries occur, but they're emphatic with the wrong information. That's one thing. The other thing is, it's hard to get common parts now. And it's not just me. I've talked to some of our other instructors, like Miles in Europe, same thing. I mean, it's really, really hard and expensive to get the things we need. And the point, John, is we've been hammering this point for years, and it's not getting any better. That's the whole point. Your thoughts?
Yeah, that good old just-in-time delivery system of the supply chain.
Just-in-time means after you need it. Yeah. And whose time? Their time. Just in their time, not our time.
But it's been that way for years. I remember, you know, more than 10 years ago, I take my Saturn in. And if it needed a part, well, it'll be here tomorrow. The FedEx it to the dealership.
Yeah, and you get to pay, the overnight shipping cost because they didn't have it in the first place. So not only do you get it after you needed it, but you get to pay extra shipping because that's what they do now. Yeah, we'll have it for you in the morning. But man, you get hit with these $40 charges, $30 charges, $20 charges because they don't have it. But they used to have it. Yep. Where would you like to start today?
Well, there's some things we didn't get to last week, and I figure we'll go ahead and get through that and get into some of the wonderful news we got for this week. demographics is interesting. I haven't talked about a whole lot. There's so many parts of demographics that we're seeing that, you know, any desire to return the United States the way it was, that's not happening just simply because of demographics. And it's hurting us in many ways. One is the demographics of age, where we have so many seniors that don't have money to retire on, so they're dependent on Social Security or else having to continue work or a combination of the two. We've got the immigrant invasion that's been going on since the 60s, where the Southwest United States, their objective is to take it over and return it to Mexico. We've got the Islamic invasion of Europe. So it's just those by themselves is going to be interesting. But we've got another demographic coming up. And a lot of this is due to the use of chemicals and the damaging effects that it's having on the young people. And you combine that with the indoctrination they get at daycare and government schools. This one's going to be the one that's really, really tough to overcome. The first link we didn't get to, unreasonable. There are neurodevelopmental poisons that, I mean, we've got millennial voters that are unable to think critically about anything. They can't reason. Everything for them is emotional and quite often self-centered, especially with the social media that we have today. And related to that is the next link, a majority of Generation Z, and these are people 13 to 20-year-olds, less than 50% say they're heterosexual. And a lot of that is due to these gender-bending chemicals they're getting, and not to mention the indoctrination they're getting in government schools where, you know, try everything because, you know, you're just an animal anyway, and, you know, you might like it. So the combination of those two, especially as the older generations die off, means that we're looking at a different United States than we've ever seen in history.
Yeah, and as you say that, I was thinking about, you know, years ago when people would end up in wheelchairs and they would be attended to by their family members. And the question I've got is, who's going to push our wheelchairs if we need them? We're in so much trouble with this new generation. It's unbelievable. You're absolutely right. John Reagan, and I'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and you know, last week, John, we were talking about the millennials who can't seem to do so many things, including change a bicycle tire or cut a piece of wood, you know, in a straight line with a handsaw, or even check the oil level in an automobile or light truck engine. And that's one of the things that you were talking about right now, the exposure that these young people have to chemicals. And John, in the post that you have, there's a line that says they used to be designated as mentally retarded. Now they're called millennials. Does that say it all?
I believe it does. And it's like, you know, the inmates are in charge of the asylum now. I remember when I was young, mentally ill people used to be put in institutions for the protection of themselves and society. And now they're let loose on society. And, you know, it's kind of like looking at the difference between schools then and prisons then as opposed to now. Back then, the schools were pretty open, and kids played outside. Now, you look at a school, it's built like a prison. And the prisoners, in many cases, have, you know, all kinds of entertainment facilities. Yes, they don't have their freedom, but they go outside and play, and oftentimes, you know, because of overcrowding or whatever, they let them out on society. Or in the case with immigrants, instead of deporting them, they just catch and release, and they continue to do what they want to do on the American public.
John, you said something very, very important, and I think all those who are parents should really think about this. When you look at the new school buildings and you compare them to the old school buildings, the old schools had a series of windows almost from the front of the classroom to the back of the classroom, and with a lever you could open these awning-type windows. They would open in, and you could open one after the next after the next. And if you had to, you could take a chair and break the awning hinge and climb out the window. Today's new schools, if you look at the windows, what you'll see is an add-on wall where the original design for the windows would be. They've added a decorative kind of a wall that does not match the existing brick or concrete or whatever the school exterior is. It's usually a filler. And they've made the windows really small, and there's absolutely no way to get out. No way. These students are absolutely positively trapped in there. And I guess what would happen is if you went to a meeting, they'd say, well, let's keep your children safe because we have all these bad people and they want to get in and kill your children, so we prevent that from happening. So we don't have windows so they can get in from the outside. It doesn't happen. These people come right in the front door that are, you know, allegedly going to do harm to our children. But the answer is not to make the windows so that the children can't get out and trap them in like prisoners. And that's exactly what they're doing. So we are preventing natural light, which we need, vitamin D. Norm Shuley says that all the time. We need vitamin D, and we used to get it when we were children, but we're preventing the children from getting that in the classrooms because we've eliminated probably 80% of the windows in the classrooms. That's what we've done, and we've allowed it. Why? Because we have not run for the school board. And if we had run for the school board, we would say things like, if it were the 0.1% who we are, not 1%, 0.1%, we would say, wait a minute, where are the windows? No, 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 we can't do this. We can't have classrooms without windows. What about vitamin D? What about that? We would stop it. But because not enough of us run for school board office, these changes are happening to our children. And then what do? We let our children go to these government training camps. And the answer really, the real answer is to take your children out of government training camps if you love them. If you love your children, get them out of the public school. John?
It's like when you watch.
That's what we did.
Go ahead.
We did. We took our children out.
You look at how things were, Little House on the Prairie type times. The people that had kids got together and would hire a teacher, and they'd teach them in that one-room schoolhouse.
Yep. And where I grew up, there was a one-room schoolhouse maybe 6, 7, 8 miles from our house, a one-room schoolhouse built in the 1700s. And was a county treasure, or a town treasure, rural America, one-room schoolhouse, all the grades in one room. We'll be right back.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries, injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Captain John Reagan's with us. And we've been talking about the millennials. And I'm delighted to introduce you to your newest instructor. He has not been on the air with us, but he is joining us. He's calling in from Delta, Utah. And he's the program director of KYAH in Delta, Utah. Welcome, Greg.
Well, thank you, Vincent. This program is kind of along the lines of what I'm doing myself. I actually, 10 years ago, got a piece of desert with absolutely nothing on it. And I decided to make it into something, and I set up my own power system. I drilled for water, ended up finding salt water, and because of that, I ended up creating something that nobody else has been able to crack out here on my land to turn it into fresh water. And that is a solar still that was, it's as scalable as you want it. Most, you know, desert solar stills are very small. They give you just enough to, you know, take care of maybe your drinking, and that's about it. But I was able to crack that out here. So I set up my own little oasis out in the desert, 9 miles from the nearest power line. And we're loving it out here. We would not move back into town.
And so you are off-grid. You've got your own, you've got your own water system, and what a great way to go! You know, I'm allergic to most people now. I've just determined that I do have that allergy, and you know, people are nuts. They really are. I mean, 99.9% or 99.9% of people are nuts. I have no idea what they're doing. John Reagan and I are talking about that right here on the broadcast. But I wanted to thank you for welcoming USA Preparers onto your radio station, AM Radio, in Delta, Utah.
Pleasure. Yeah, my pleasure. I really agree with you on that. I think most 99.9% of the people are still drinking the Kool-Aid.
Mm-hmm. They are. They are.
Yeah.
And you've got a great lineup, and you're carrying us in one of your absolute best time slots, as far as I can tell, the drive time in the afternoon, 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock, right?
Yeah, yes, yes. So it makes it a little hard for people to call in, but I still encourage them to do that on on the previous day's show.
Mm-hmm.
But, because you were talking about the algae blooms and things like that,
yeah.
Great Lakes. And here in Utah, of course, we have what's called the Utah Lake, which is the second biggest body of water in the state. And they literally have closed that reservoir down because of these algae blooms and making people sick who even come in contact or, you know, breathe in the fumes off the lake. They've literally closed the entire lake because of these algae blooms.
Greg, just to indicate how serious this is, there is this green goo that is bubbling up out of sewer drains and in this country. And in our driveway, we have, I mentioned this before, but since you're on this topic, we have these little dips in the driveway where water will collect if it rains. And I'm not talking about big dips. There are a couple of them, puddles, maybe the size of a hula hoop. And we've got one that's about the size of a car, you know, the footprint a car would leave underneath the body of a car or a small truck. And so yesterday I was traveling over that little puddle, and there are these really thick, it looks like astroturf. I'm not talking about a thin veneer of algae. I'm talking about something that's like carpet, as thick as carpeting, as thick as astroturf. I mean, and it just appeared. You know, it rains. These little dips fill up with water, and in a couple days they either evaporate or drain off. But now we have these algae blooms that are really thick, and when they land on ponds, and they do, they cover the entire pond, and the next thing you smell is dead fish, and you see the fish floating because they can't get the oxygen. It's a serious problem. And where does it come from? Well, this is kind of a new phenomenon. I don't remember seeing this when I was a child. I've never seen algae covering 100% of a pond surface when I was a child. Never happened.
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, you look at the aerial photographs of the lake, it's just this fluorescent, this green, it's amazing. I've never seen it either. It's almost biblical. And when I say that, and you look back in scriptures, it talks about the ocean, two-thirds of the ocean, the fish, basically life dying off. And then what's the next thing it talks about? Rivers and streams and lakes. Maybe this is the beginning of prophetic prophecy actually coming to pass. It's quite frightening, actually.
It is quite frightening. And I'll tell you why it's frightening. As a farmer, our class knows that I farm, and I raise Black Angus cows. The cows on our farm drink out of ponds, and these ponds are set up so that they're in the low areas, and the runoff from the rain reaches the low areas. The runoff gets filtered by the grass. And then the cows can, if they want to go swimming, they can go swimming. If it's that hot and they've got to cool off because they're large animals, they go into these ponds and swim in the woods, in the ponds, and they drink the water. But what's coming out of the sky is landing on the fields, and then that material, those chemicals, are then brought into the ponds because of just the traveling of the water running downhill, so they're now drinking this. And, of course, when we eat meat, we're eating whatever they ate. And that's really, really of great concern to me, and some other farmers are starting to see it as well. But some farmers think that they've been suffering under a delusion that they think that, well, it's always been like this. And then some go, no, it hasn't been like this. This is new. The skies didn't look like this. But some are drinking the Kool-Aid. John Reagan, your thoughts?
I just want to comment on the drinking the Kool-Aid and talk about, if you're drinking unfiltered water, you've got the fluoride, you've got the chlorine, you've got the byproducts from what the chlorine has killed, and you've got pharmaceuticals, including hormones, that is coming through your water. Water is getting to be a big thing. I've got an article today under the drought section. Lake Mead is down. There's one that I'll be posting for next week talking about the aquifer in the Midwest and other aquifers worldwide having problems. Water is a big thing, and, of course, we can't live without it or grow crops or raise animals.
Yeah, and I'd like to make a statement on water.
Sure.
It is. It's a God-granted right. You have a right to water. You have a right to clean water. And anybody that controls that is controlling life. You can't live without it. Next to air, it's the second on the scale of importance to life. Therefore, because of that, it is your right, and you have a right to have that water. You have a right to grow your crops, to grow your own food. And this is one of the things I stress to people. And even an attorney agreed with me and said, yeah, you really do. And, you know, they don't like you to know that. But, yeah, you have a right to culinary well. You have a right to culinary water. Wherever you are on your land, it doesn't matter. That is your right. And right now they're polluting that right.
Very, very good point. And, Greg, what farmers are now doing is that they're wising up because the soil and water conservation people, who are government agents, who are in every county in the United States, what they're trying to do is map with GPS coordinates every well that they can find. And they've been doing this for years. This is not something that they just started this week. They've been doing it for years. And it's almost like they're on the point system, or they get a reward, or they get a bonus or a prize for whoever finds the most undiscovered wells that are on farms. And so what farmers are doing is they are digging holes with their augers, like a 12-inch auger or a 9-inch auger that's on the back of their tractor, and they'll drill a hole in the ground for fence posts. And they will sink a 6-foot piece of pipe, well pipe, in this hole. 6-inch, I should say. Yeah, 6-inch piece of pipe. And they'll put a well cap on it. And they'll fill that, they'll then fill that piece of pipe with concrete. And it'll be, within 100 feet of the real well. They will camouflage and cover the real well so it's not seen. So when the government agents come by, they'll find this well, and they'll look in it, and the farmer will say, oh, we don't use that well anymore. We capped it off and filled it with concrete, which is the approved method of capping off a well. So the government agents will say, well, okay, we'll cross that one off our list because that one has been... that well has been shut down and sealed.
Yeah,
but it's not the real well. The real well is a distance away. And the idea is because the farmers now don't want the government stealing and regulating and metering their water.
Well,
that's just one more way.
The water's control.
Mm-hmm.
Wars are fought apart.
We have one of our instructors, his name is Richard Linebaugh, and he is a well driller in Springfield, Missouri. And he has taught several classes, 1 hour long here, and he's taught them at the Get Prepared Expo, our expo, about water wells. And if you drill a hole 450 feet underneath Springfield, Missouri, you will reach an aquifer. But it's polluted. We have damaged that aquifer through mismanagement. And if you want clean, potable water, drinkable water that's relatively safe, you've got to go down another 150 feet below that aquifer. You got to go down 600 feet. And so it's you're right. We are destroying the planet. And when I was in at the university back in the 1970s, the professor said there are three things that you guys need to worry about in the next 40 years: water, pollution, and energy. Those are the things that we need to worry about. Of course, we have leaking nuclear reactors all over the world. Greg, is there anything else you wanted to share with us?
Yeah, I'll hang on. You're going to get
great. Great. And, Greg, I'd love to chat with you during the break, and maybe we can pick a day for you to come on and talk about your water distillation system. Can you chat with me during the break about that and pick a day?
Sure.
Okay, very good. Captain John Reagan, and I'll be right back. Greg, Program Director at KYAH.
Exercise and deep breathing gets oxygen into the blood, but does not guarantee you get oxygen into your 372 trillion cells. Largely, the essential fatty acids, alpha-linolenic and linoleic acids, control oxygen transfer from the blood to the cells. These essential fatty acids are called essential because they must be obtained from the diet on a regular basis. Many people are aware of the value of supplementing with flax or hemp seed oil. What most people don't know is that due to current methods of pressing, all these oils are significantly damaged and oxidized by the time you consume them. What everyone needs to know is that there are new seed oils on the market that are pressed in a manner that protects the oils from damage and oxidation. Even athletes get cancer, which means that despite their abundant oxygen uptake into the blood, the transfer of oxygen into the cells is not occurring. I invite you to try the Andreas seed oils and see for yourself what a difference you can feel in energy, reduction of appetite, and well-being. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today's hot.
What?
Today
you've got your.
Take my.
When you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and Greg Lesher's with us. And class, during the break, I was talking with Greg Lesher about being on the air with us, talking about water distillation, problems with water, and so forth. And he's going to join us tomorrow, hour number one. So if you'd like to hear about his water distillation system, how it works, why it's important, and problems that we're having with water, please tune in tomorrow, hour number one. Greg, please continue.
Yeah, and since we're on that subject of water, it's become obvious to me that when they control the water, they also control what they put in it, which directly affects us, our mental stability, the chemicals, the drugs. I mean, they've got us really, you know, in a docile situation. But there's been a lot of false information out there about distilled water, that it drains the minerals out of your body and things like that, which has actually been proven to be false. I want you to think of distilled water as rainwater. How do the plants love rainwater? You bet they do. The only problem with rainwater is, it collects the garbage coming through the sky.
Right.
And what you can do with distilled water is you can add the minerals that you want or you need according to the area you are. But the thing is unless you know how to do photosynthesis within your own body, which we don't, the minerals that we intake in hard water are actually a sludge to our body. How we get our minerals is through photosynthesis, the plants we eat, the animals that we eat that eat the plants. That is how we get our minerals. And, you know, the minerals that we get out of the soil are actually without being able to do photosynthesis, we can't break those minerals down. They need to be an organic mineral. Anyway, I learned that in my studies on water.
I have a question for you, Greg Lesher. You called me and asked me if it'd be okay if you carried our broadcast. You can pick up virtually any broadcast you want, but you selected ours. Why is that? Can you share that with us?
Yeah, because number one, you're on point on to what's going on. Too many people have been drinking the Kool-Aid, and they need to be waking up. We've got all these forces against us right now who want to control our lives and eventually want to put us in, you know, under the Wetlands Act in small cities and rewild America. I mean, now they're even actually speaking about it. It used to be considered a conspiracy theory. Well, you know, when people ask me, well, you're a conspiracy theorist, I said, yeah, I only believe the conspiracies that are true. Mm-hmm. I don't believe the theories. I only believe in the ones that are true.
Mm-hmm.
And they are becoming so obvious today that they're actually coming up in conversations with the people that admit that, yeah, they are going on. And, you know, it is a program, and it's been implemented. But
great.
Back to, great. You know, really quick before I, you know, get off, I'd like to talk about, I came, because of the fact that, you know, it would cost me $60,000 to drill a well out here, and no guarantee I'd find water, I brought the land patent, the patent that was granted years ago by, you know, some of the first presidents of the country, I brought that forward and was able to prove that I am in that chain of command. Of transfer. And so I did it with somebody that has had 100% success, never had a failure, bringing that forward. And with that in place, I challenged the Division of Water Rights here in my state, whether I had any right, you know, that they had any control over me drilling my own well to supply my own, you know, life. And they defaulted.
Awesome.
Well,
let's talk about that.
Break really quick. Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about that, and we'll talk in depth tomorrow. John Reagan's with us, and he's got a full slate for class today, so we'll be right back. Greg's going to finish up, and then back to John Reagan. Thanks so much for being with us today in class. We'll be enjoying some commercial announcements, top there on news, and back to USA Prepares. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.